The food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Riley here from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Whether it's a job interview or a first date, Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills will make sure you look great for whatever is on your plate. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., where we believe success favors the well groomed. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
That sound.
That's Tim tomorrow after.
Oh, tomorrow, late tomorrow morning after the colonoscopy?
Yeah. In about 3 hours.
You know, that is some technology, the ability to record things in the future. That's how state of the art this place is. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 3rd, which means we're 28 days away from Halloween. The October 3rd edition of Finian's Playhouse brought to you by Britton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N Vision, and Dr. Jason Britton and his incredible staff. I'll educate you about them. But first,
hey!
At the control board. 19, you know, sometimes I get, like new listeners will They just find the show. They go, what's the deal with that guy that talks with a British accent? Well, here's the deal. That's what happens when you live in Great Britain for 19 years, and for 10 of those, you live in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
We'll not be introducing Bill Cleveland until he comes on the telephone, because he is in Chester, Illinois today. The home... is it the birthplace of Popeye or the home?
I think it's just the home of Popeye.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a birthplace. He's a cartoon. He wasn't born.
Wasn't
he was created.
The birthplace of the guy who created
Love their fried chicken.
Popeyes?
Maybe. Maybe it was.
Maybe, and you know what? Maybe it was the birthplace of the guy who drew and created Popeye. Maybe that's it.
Well, I have to ask Bill.
Well, Bill should know. And if he doesn't know, he's not much of a travel and tour lecturer. And now we move to Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse.
Imagine if I only had a brain.
Hi, Dan. How you doing? Say hello to everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Now,
how are you?
I have something I want to do today.
Yes.
It's called giveaway sponsorship.
Okay.
I'm going to say today that you are brought to everybody by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. See, it's like a freebie.
Okay.
For all the years that they were with us. Pistols Plus is a full-service gun and archery store. Shooting range downstairs, archery range, archery experts. I'm not into archery. I don't bow hunt. Never shot one. To me, it looks like an instrument somebody in the St. Louis Symphony would play. You know, these new bows, they get like 1,800 strings and pulleys and stuff on them. But what I am interested in, and I'm proud to say that this past weekend I bought yet another new handgun. I needed one because I only have 47 handguns. So I bought a new one this past weekend. It is a Springfield Armory 308 with a green pulsating laser, exactly like the Navy SEALs use.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deer season is coming up very soon.
Well, I don't deer hunt.
They shoot.
Well, I know that, but
they have. Good point.
They have all the everything.
Good
that
point.
You need.
They have everything you need to deer hunt. They are Pistols Plus. It is it's owned by a wonderful couple, Jim and Pam Reese, and they've had it for a couple of decades, and it's right in the heart of Osage Beach. So if you're near Osage Beach, or even if you're not, I'm telling you, it's worth a drive there just to go there. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place. It's much bigger than it looks like from the outside. And they're just very nice people and very knowledgeable people. And you people who think you want to buy a gun online, here's what happens. Unless you have a federal firearms license, you have to have the gun shipped to a reputable gun dealer. And then you go there and pick it up. And then there's a fee for that, like $35. Why do you go through all that? Why would you go there and pay the fee? Just buy it from somebody who knows what they're doing. And if there's ever an issue or a question, they can help you. Pistols Plus. I believe their website is still PistolsPlusGuns.net, I believe. You'll find it. And they have a Facebook page. And I believe if you go to the Facebook page, there's some video of me shooting on the range last weekend. I haven't looked. But
whoa.
They were supposed to. Oh, yeah. They were supposed to put it up there. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach. Dan's sponsor for today.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I will now run through the list of. It's a partial list. Here are 10% of the places this guy's worked. Denny's, Wendy's, KFC, Arcade, a mall arcade, distributing tokens, knife salesman, beer vendor, roller rink DJ. That's 10% of his resume. We don't have time for the other 90%. We do have time to tell you that now he's in charge of research. He resets the digital clock. Let's check the time. 5:18:51, 5:18:52, 5:18:53. Yep. Perfect. Right in line with the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's our newsman, our news director. He's an author. And one other thing. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
And while you were introducing Dan, I went and put a GPS on your car, by the way. Wanted to let you know.
Well,
against your will.
Legally, you can put it on...
I was teasing.
Stop the music. Here's what else I've learned. Legally, you can put it on my car if I hired you to do it. You can't put it on Limey's car if I hired you to do it.
Yes, I can.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. Start the music again.
Like, say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. They have 40 pre-owned cars on the lot regularly that are all under $10,000 apiece. All 2019 Silverados still on the lot. $18,000 off sticker price, $35,000 flat. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM in the PM when you contact Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
He behemoth is in charge of security. He, too, has a GPS tracking device on his car put on there by Tim Woodburn. I think Tim's tracking pretty much everybody.
He's tracking us all.
He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Jeez. Oh, what an idiot.
You also signed in.
That was me. Yep. That was a pure mess up.
No, stop it. Mm. Edit it out. Just edit it out.
Thank you.
Radio edit.
Bernice is in heaven.
You also signed in.
Red Boy, you know you like this. Tim Woodburn put a GPS tracking device on your car. In the last 7 days, you have made 32 stops to buy. What do you think you're buying?
Cheese.
Cheese. 32 different cheese shops in the last week. You need to see a doctor. That's a sickness. That's an obsession. Oh, well, he is Rat Boy. What would you expect? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Brought to you by Brenton Vision. They're on New Ballas. In fact, it's 555 North New Ballas Road, just south of Olive. And if you don't mind, I'd like to actually talk a little bit about Jason Brenton, Dr. Brenton. This is the guy who is so good at what he does that 6 years ago I drove to Overland Park, Kansas, three different times to have him change my vision and change my life. And he's in St. Louis now. And I want you to know a little bit about him. Dr. Brenton, who, by the way, is like 41 and looks 12. He's the youngest. Look, I'm not kidding. Folks, if you're old enough to remember Doogie Howser, and I don't know if he likes this or not, but he just has to deal with it. He looks a lot younger than 41. He is a world-renowned LASIK surgeon. 2 weeks ago, he was in Paris for a week instructing, teaching, helping at a seminar. He is founder of the Brenton Vision, which is now in St. Louis. He is a graduate of Harvard and of the Harvard Medical School. He has helped to pioneer new laser eye surgery procedures. He's been at the forefront of LASIK research and advancement. And he can ensure you as a patient that you will benefit from the latest and the best technological advances in diagnostics and laser procedures. And not every doctor can say that. Some doctors are limited in what they can do. They're either limited by their education, because they're not trained in some of the things he is, or by the equipment they have access to. Dr. Jason Brenton has performed LASIK surgery on professional athletes whose names you would know, celebrities whose names you would know, military pilots, other doctors and surgeons. I know for a fact, and I will never be able to share the names with you, there are three pretty well-known doctors, ophthalmologists in this town, who have other associates who work with them. You know who did their LASIK? Dr. Brenton. And he believes that every patient, every one of you, regardless of your status, your title, your place in life, your income, your job, you deserve the best possible care. We're talking about your eyes. This is not something you take chances with. And he has invested in the education and the staff and the technology to provide quality care. LASIK, L-A-S-I-K, stands for laser in situ keratomyelitis. It is now the most successful surgical treatment of any kind in the world today. There's also sub-Bowman keratomyelitis, or SBK. It is bladeless LASIK. It's the most modern form of this life-changing eye surgery, and SBK is offered and performed regularly at Britain Vision. SBK is used to treat hyperopia, which is farsightedness. Let's have a little education here in vision. Usually when I ask somebody with glasses, are you farsighted or nearsighted, they don't know. They don't know the difference. Here's the difference. If you're nearsighted, you can only see clearly if something is up close to you. So think of it this way. Nearsightedness means you can only see if something is near. You look out far away and it's as blurry as it can be. If you're farsighted, which is hyperopia, it's the opposite. You can see far away. You're farsighted. Your sight is far, but you can't see anything up close. And then there's presbyopia. SBK is used to treat that too. Presbyopia is a function, or rather malfunction, of the lens. When you're a kid in school, you can hold something right up to your nose and read it, and you can hold it at arm's length and read it because the lens adjusts for that, like focusing on a projector. But as you get older, it loses that ability, and it won't focus up close. You have to hold your arm way out to read anything or have reading glasses. They can treat that. That's called presbyopia. Then there's astigmatism. Astigmatism is a whole different thing. It's an irregularity in the cornea. We're not going to get into all that. You combine this with wavefront technology. This stuff is more precise than it's ever been, and more precise at Brinton Vision than it is many other places. Here is all I'm asking you to do. If you love your glasses and your contacts, don't do anything. If you really love them. Most of you don't. I'm asking you to spend a paltry $120 for the most extensive and impressive examination you will ever have of your eyes. It's called the Brinton Vision Ocular Analysis. It takes 90 minutes. My wife and I both did it last Friday. I was blown away by this place. And I was in his office in Overland Park 6 years ago. Again, for those who mishear me, he's not in Overland Park, Kansas. He's here now. He's in St. Louis, still North Ballas Road, North New Ballas Road. I was absolutely bowled over by what I saw last Friday. And I have had everything, or thought I had everything in the world done to my eyes. I've had surgeries on my eyes. I've had my eyes tested. I've had dye put in my eyes. I've had my, you name it. Yet, Brinton has things I had never been exposed to. Things that are so advanced. And then he gave me his take on his analysis of my eyes. And it was good news. And it was good news for my wife. But he also let us know what's down the road. And you need to know that. You need to know if you have the early stages of whatever. Do me a favor. I want this advertiser, who I am really proud to speak for, to know that this AM and the PM crowd not only is responsive, but they care about their vision. Especially those of you who are 40, 50, certainly older. Nobody wants to be blind. Nobody. Nobody even wants to be visually impaired if there's a way out, if there's another way, and there may very well be. Make an appointment. 90 minutes. You got 90 minutes? You got $120? 90 minutes. That's it. BrintonVision.com, 314-375-2020. Let me do that again. 314-375-2020. Or Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, vision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto,
and today, he's in Chester, Illinois. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Preferred window. The Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, proud to present Window World's own. And he's in Chester, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clavlund. Bill?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
How's Popeye? How's Popeye and his family? Because they live there, I believe.
Yes, they all live there. Mm. And I just, you know, let's just get two things out of the way. Dan, I know, wants to do an impression, and you have a bad joke about olive oil. So you guys just want to do that? Just get it out of the way?
No, okay. He's pretty smart. He knows we want to do it. Dan, go ahead. Do Popeye.
Skeetin', skeetin', skeetin'-dally-doo. Hi, olives.
And now the joke that I've worn out and done at least 30 times in the course of all the years on this show. Hey, did you hear why Popeye, did you hear what Limey, that Popeye was in St. Louis?
No.
He went down on Olive and thought it was grand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Bad joke.
Okay, now, Bill, it's all yours.
Yeah, got those out of the way. So, yeah, Chester, Illinois, home of Popeye, and a few things that folks may not know. So, first of all, I was here 2 years ago and at a book event, and the people, it's a small town, really, really very nice people, and I went to a store called Spinach Can Collectibles, and it is, yes, it is it's a museum, but it's also a store, but it's mostly a museum just to kind of remind people about Popeye. Because Popeye's not, you're not going to turn on television, really. I don't even know if they show Popeye on any of, like, the Nickelodeon stuff. They're I would think
the Cartoon Channel.
I don't know if they do.
You know what's funny to me? I find this very interesting. I'm sure that in the beginning, the whole point of Popeye, eating the spinach made him strong. That was supposed to make kids like spinach.
Right.
It didn't work.
Not effective.
No kid liked spinach. I don't care how big his muscles got. No kid wanted spinach.
I tried it as a kid, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, I'll just continue to be weak.
Still awful.
Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. No, hold on. Sauteed spinach? You don't like sauteed spinach?
No.
Cream spinach?
No.
Boy,
sauteed spinach is like mush.
It's like wet grass.
Yeah, but with mush.
But like grits, depending on what you put in it.
Mm-mm. Okay. No.
I can eat it. I like spinach.
Spinach salad.
Maybe that's why I'm stronger than the rest of you guys. Not as good as Dan. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, so actually the reason they introduced spinach into the cartoon is because of the creator. So the Popeye's creator, his name was Elsie Seeger, and that's the one who's from Chester, Illinois. In fact, he was a projectionist as a young man in the building where they have this museum now. And so as a kid, or at least a young person, he got, I believe it was leukemia, and at the time, so this would have been in the 20s, maybe early 20s, and his parents thought that spinach would be the way to cure him of his disease. So that's why they introduced spinach into the cartoons, because that's what he was that's what was told to him, that it would be a, you know, kind of an all curing thing. So that's kind of where it came from.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who in the room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know but can you sing the word "I'm Popeye the Sailor Man"? What's next?
I live in a garbage can.
No, that's not it. That's the kids' version. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Spinach comes from it. No.
But the next part is, I'm strong to the finish because I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. But I don't know the line before that.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Tim's going to look it up.
Something that rhymes. Okay, so we know it's going to end in
it's going to rhyme with man.
Right.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I think he says it twice.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Maybe he does. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's the first phrase.
It's a repeat?
There's other phrases, but that's the first one.
Give me another phrase. What does it say?
I'm one tough gazookas which hates all palookas. We hate on the up and square. I biffs them and buffs them and always out roughs them, but none of them gets nowhere.
Wow.
And that was the voice of Popeye with Larry Bryce.
That was Fat Popeye.
What is a palookas? What is that?
Well,
I'm guessing a schmuck or something.
It's a beluga. Yeah. Palooka is like a bad guy. You get it, you big beluga. Yeah.
I've never heard that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Palooka. Got it. Yeah. So all the Popeye characters were pretty much based on real people, so Wimpy, Bluto, Olive, and one thing that's kind of an interesting trivia thing, Olive was actually introduced as a character before Popeye even came along, so that's kind of a thing most people.
Why did they make her
but, yeah.
so skinny? Was it so that because she was so frail, she needed a big, strong hero?
I never understood why two guys fought so hard
over that little stick.
Over a two.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a giant nose.
She no boobs. She didn't have boobs, did she?
Mm-hmm. No.
Big, and
big
little
too.
Tiny pipe cleaner arms.
Mm-hmm. Wimpy had bigger boobs than she did.
Yeah. And then Bluto and Brutus were like the same guy.
Yeah. I watched Shelley Duvall in the Robin Williams version. I had nightmares about olive oil.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
It got panned. It got bad reviews. But I watched part of it, and I thought, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
He was a good Popeye.
But if you come here, they've done a really nice job of, you know, celebrating their Popeye heritage, I guess you would say. There's, I think, 13 different statues all around town. They've raised money to, you know, put a statue up for each, you know, the characters in the cartoon. The fire department has, excuse me, the police department, they have, you know, a Popeye thing on their... They're like logo on their, you know, uniforms. I'll be at the library tonight. They have, you know, Popeyes on all their literature and their logos in town. I mean, so they've really done a nice job. It's a really great sign as you roll into Chester, you know, home of Popeye. And so they're doing their part to kind of pay tribute to their claim to fame here. And nice little town. Easy drive right down 55 and yeah, check it out if you're coming through the area. So
no, I'm pretty much the other thing. I'm surprised that the do-gooders in the last few years haven't demanded they take his pipe away, because Popeye smoked a pipe.
Yeah. Well, that's also how he ate his spinach sometimes, right?
He ate spinach through the pipe.
Like I remember one. He would like squeeze the can, it would shoot out, land in his pipe, and then he'd suck it down.
Okay, but when he wasn't eating spinach, he still had a pipe.
Right.
Was there ever smoke coming out of it?
I don't think there was ever smoke.
Is this still my segment? Can I say something?
No, we're not through. We're not finished. So you think the pipe was like a tobacco pipe or just for spinach?
I think it was a tootin' pipe, like going... Remember
okay,
he used
now,
tootin'.
Bill, you can talk now. He's pouting.
Did he hang up?
No, he's pouting.
Are you ready now?
I told you.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah, so as I started to say 5 minutes ago, the reason that Popeye, they believe, started to kind of disappear from, you know, being on show is because the movie industry started to take away things like his pipe because it wasn't politically correct. So that was the reason that he started to kind of disappear, because that just didn't jive.
Yeah. Didn't jive.
Political correctness again ruining things.
All right, I got to go. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590.
They're a little weak today. Not as strong. Not as loud.
They should be
not a lot
spinach.
Of conviction.
They didn't like his segment today. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. You know that guy that called earlier said those windows put in, they all went bad? You hear
right.
that? Wasn't that unbelievable?
I think it sucks that the windows are what led to this basement
well,
flooding.
That's what happens when you get crappy windows.
I know.
And I bet you they cost more than Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Today I would like to play a little. We played a little bit of Lizzo yesterday and that horrible song, Love Hurts, which is number one for 5 weeks in a row, Billboard's Top 100. Today, the new big hit is from Post Malone. It's called Take What You Want. And even Limey, a young guy in his 30s, can't stand it.
All right. Believe it or not, I was actually speaking to your son about this the other day, Adam. And we both agreed that the Post Malone part sucks. It doesn't fit. But here in Ozzy, I mean, of course, his voice was tweaked and remastered and altered. But he still sounds good. You know, it still sounds like an old Ozzy song.
Okay,
but this is just
But is the
terrible.
Song worthy of being
no,
a massive hit?
Absolutely.
Can Ozzy Osbourne? Yeah. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
What do you think? Ozzy Smith is on? What other Ozzy do you know? Ozzy Harriet Nelson?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little of this song that's supposed to be so great.
I don't know when the lyrics begin.
I guess it starts sounding like another rap.
I feel you crumbling, my arms down to your heart of stone. You bled me dry just like the
get it to be more horrible than this.
Right. Well, then this does.
Okay, now it just became like every other rap song.
Mm-hmm. Mumble.
What? What? What?
He's doing this thing when he sings like, I ain't gonna finish my words and sentences. It's horrible.
This is horrible. Okay, I've had enough. Do younger people have that much better hearing than I do, where they can actually understand the words of this?
Mm-mm. It's because they're not being educated on real music like me. Okay, about 10, 15 years ago, sure, I'd listen to alternative music, and this was it. It wasn't this bad at the time. Mm. But now I'm feeling, as I'm getting to my mid-30s, that now when I turn on the radio, I want to listen to, rock or something like that. So I'll put it on Keisha.
All right, speaking of rock, put the Kid Rock Sheryl Crow.
Oh, please.
Because yesterday, Tim made the mistake. Tim made the mistake of telling a story about riding on a trip with somebody. And this person played, what's the name of the song again?
I Put Your Picture Away, I think.
I actually know this song, but he said this person played this song over and over and over, and he can't stand it. Because Tim can't stand it, we got to play it. We have to turn it up.
Played it over and over three times in a row.
At the hotel. Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah.
I ain't seen the That's Kid, right?
Yeah.
6-hour road trip. Damn days. He has a great voice.
I kind of like this song.
Okay. Whoever drove got to play the music. She started off a 6-hour road trip and played this song three times in a row.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me hear it.
Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away.
I like it.
Now, you see, I've got a hatred of this song because I've been out there in the bars and in the clubs when it comes on. It's always played at karaoke, and it's always some overly drunk person who wants to sing it to his girlfriend.
Well, it's
or
not
duet.
An easy song to
it's,
sing.
It's just it's killed any, it for
but,
me.
But karaoke can kill it. Any song for you.
But he didn't. It's Sheryl Crow is the part that he didn't play. That's Kid Rock, and then Sheryl Crow sings her part of it. And then they sing together.
Well,
it's
move it up.
It's a sappy, awful love song.
Move it up. Move it up.
Okay.
Everyone knows, but they won't tell.
This one in the
half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right.
Gag me.
I've been waiting on you for a long time. Fueling up on hearts
and like
cheap wine. I ain't heard from you in 3 damn nights. I put your picture away.
When do they both sing?
That's after this verse here.
We're running out of time. Move it up.
It was the same old
back to him.
Reminded me.
I don't know. Oh, there we go.
For a long time.
I like it.
Listen to that harmonizing.
I like it. Okay, and that's the song that just by playing it three times drove you nuts?
It is rude and uncouth to get in a car with somebody. And to have a gentleman's agreement, or in this case, a relationship agreement, that whoever gets to play, she liked country music, and as you know, I don't, and I like heavy metal, and she doesn't, so when I was going to drive there, she was going to drive back, I wasn't going to play music I knew she hated, but she, just because she loved to get under my skin, played that song three times to start off a 6-hour road trip. Mm-hmm. It started a breakup fight. I hate that song.
Okay. Let me remind me to play that song every day. All right. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
Let me make something great. Oh, Ballast Dental Care is the sponsor of our joke today. I used my water pick again this morning. The only reason I have a water pick is because my dentist, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe at Ballast Dental Care, said, you really ought to have a water pick. And he told me that for years, and I put it off. Then I got one. Oh, my goodness, I can't imagine living without it. No more flossing. Water pick is fantastic. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone for 46 years. One of these days, if we're still on the air, I'll be able to say, that I go there. I've gone there 47 years or 48 or 49 because I don't plan on going anywhere else, and you won't either. If you'll make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, it's the Brenton vision of dental clinics. That's as good as it gets. If you make one appointment, here's what I'm willing to bet. You will never go back to what whoever your dentist is now. He, she, old, young, whatever. And I don't care if you don't live near Ballast Dental Care. They have patients that come from as far as 150 miles twice a year just because they've never been to a dental clinic like this, where the people absolutely know how to put you at ease. When it's over, you go, that's it, it's over. You did what? You gave me three shots. I didn't even know it. We did what? Yeah, it's that kind of dental clinic. You don't ever have to be afraid again. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. I already invited the late vet ladies in. Let me start by saying I don't want to tell this joke. I'm reluctant to tell it. I've only told it a couple of times, but just so that Tim doesn't think that we want to defy him in everything that he does or make him mad about everything, because he's easy to make mad. He actually wanted this joke, and I'm going to do it for him because he has a colonoscopy tomorrow, and there aren't many jokes, butt-type jokes, but this is a butt joke. And I'm just going to, folks, I'm going to tell you one of the most disgusting jokes I've ever heard, and I'm giving you a chance right now to not hear it.
Yeah.
It's very rare in radio for people to say, turn us off. But I'm going to say this joke is about as disgusting. There's no profanity in it. Nothing in a violation of any FCC. It's just flat out gross and disgusting. It's the story of a woman who's talking to her friend. And they're close friends, and they share everything. And she says, Marge, so how are you? I heard you had some medical issues. She said, well, I don't know if you call it really a medical issue. Gene, I have a boil. She said, well, we all have had boils. They just, you know, pop up. Who knows why? She said, but I've never had one here in this place before. She said, Marge, where's the boil? She said, well, we're good friends, and it's even hard for me to say. It's way up in my butt crack. It's a big boil up inside my butt crack. And I don't know who to see about it. I'm too embarrassed to see my own family doctor. We've known him for years. She said, Marge, stop right there. I have the doctor. He's the best. Pierre. In fact, he's known as Pierre the Boil Sucker. He's not even a doctor. He's a professional boil sucker. She says, you mean he has a device like a tube, a suction? No. Oh, no. He physically sucks the boil until it pops. He sucks the boil. She says, well, Gene, that's disgusting. She says, well, maybe disgusting, but is it angry and red and irritating? She said, yes. Well, then go here. She gives him the number. So she calls and makes an appointment. And she walks in his office, and he says, oh, you must be Marge. She says, yes, Pierre, I am Marge. You were recommended by a friend of mine, and I understand that you suck boils out. He goes, ah, yes, I do. That is my specialty. I don't believe anyone else does it as well as I do. I am the best. She says, well, the best. I don't even know how many other people would do this. It's, you actually suck the boil. Maybe I need to tell you where it is. Monsieur, tell me, where is it? She said, Pierre, it's way up in my butt crack. He says, well, let's get to work and get rid of it. I need you to pull down your pants and your underwear and bend over. So she does. He says, would you mind spreading your buttocks apart for me, please? And sure enough, there's a big, angry red boil. And he puts his face in there and is ready to do his thing. And she is so nervous that she cuts one in his face, and he reels back, and he goes, why? What are you trying to do, gross me out?
Check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by SOS Children's Villages. A crash westbound 70 at Route Z. Traffic just squeezing by, and you're jammed approaching Lake St. Louis. Westbound 4064 stacks up at 364. guess what? We have a second crash now, westbound, west of Z in the right lane. Eastbound 255 on the JB Bridge, emergency work blocking the left lane, and a crash test on ferry at Kennerly. War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, and alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there in 134 countries, including the U.S. To make a difference in a child's life, go to SOSUSA.org. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next up.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Riley here from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Fredco. Whether it's a job interview or a first date, Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills will make sure you look great for whatever is on your plate. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Fredco, where we believe success favors the well-groomed. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
I run in a minute, ladies. Not going to like that. Let's go. Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and the Smokehouse Market. His sponsor or sponsors, they're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of everything else. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a good idea. They sell them every day. You need reservations for Annie Gunn's, I'm just going to tell you, they're that busy. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Today's pop quiz question. On Monday, we talked about the best places to see fall foliage.
Take another drink.
Foliage. According to Leah Travel Leisure Magazine, these are the four cities that have the best weather and the most attractions to visit during the fall. And we are in fall. Boston, Massachusetts, New Orleans, Savannah, Georgia, or Nashville, Tennessee. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Not surprised, Robert De Niro, former employee, is suing him for general vulgar harassment. I have heard rumors about several oldie but goodies playing fast, loose, and often vulgar around underlings. De Niro, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Jack Nicholson, and, of course, Bill Clinton.
Who was that supposed to be?
Hello?
Who was that supposed to be?
You know darn well who it's supposed to be. You wish you could do it as good as I did.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, that's it. You know what? That's it. Jimmy Carter.
Okay,
right. That's a good one.
That's a good Jimmy
Carter.
That's a good one. Yeah.
All right, Dan. Let me go do my boring, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Movie review The Irishman opens in limited release tomorrow, and it is three stars. Judy, the story Judy Garland, opens almost everywhere tomorrow. It is four stars. That brings us to this week's biggie, Joker. Joaquin Phoenix is amazing and could very well get an Oscar nomination. Joaquin plays a psychotic nightmare of a person that humanity has pushed too far, and he pushes back too far in return. It's raw, it's disturbing, it's shocking. Unfortunately, there's probably a lot of these Joker types among us. Just read the headlines. I don't know if you'll be entertained, but if you see it, I guarantee you'll get the hell scared out of you. Rated R, 2 hours long, three stars. You go see that one?
Absolutely.
I think you'd like that one. Odds and Ends, Phil Collins, basically wheelchair-bound, not doing well at all. Bill Ooh. Collins.
Wow.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Biggest jerk has to be John Gotti's ignorant lifetime criminal son, John Gotti Jr. While at a charity function yesterday, last night, Gotti kept giving stink eye to Guardian Angel leader Kurt Silva. Kurt Silva and the Guardian Angels completely free cruise the streets of New York City to try to keep them safe. Gotti Jr. reportedly continues his crime ventures. And moving papers in Congress yesterday confirmed the FDA worried about vaping, warned its danger. The FDA asked to be taken off the market, and it was President Obama who overruled their recommendations. Of course, now they're finding out there are some problems with it. Do I have a lot of time left?
You have 1 minute and 10 seconds.
1 minute and 10 seconds. 1 minute and 10 seconds. A minute and 10 seconds. Just a minute and 10 seconds.
Curtis Silva.
My question is, if Don Rickles was just now getting started, do you think he'd be able to be a successful comedian?
No. Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
No.
Politically correct. This country has turned so politically correct. George Carlin, Don Rickles, none of them would actually be successful now. It's kind of sad. I like them both. And finally, on the point.
30 seconds and only 30 seconds.
New Orleans, Savannah, Boston, Nashville. The best place to go during the fall.
Savannah.
Nashville.
Boston.
Boston.
Number four, New Orleans. Number three, Nashville. Number two, Savannah. Number one, Boston. Have a great weekend.
And by the way, the person he referred to as Curtis Silva is Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah.
Sliwa. That's Mike Evans for you. Too much wine, young people. That's what it does to your brain. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Oh.
right, dude.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Lots of things going on a very busy Thursday. First off, Game 1 of the National League Division Series in Atlanta. It's the Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals. Braves right now deadlocked with the Cardinals at 1-1. It's in the top of the sixth inning. Cardinals do have a runner at third base and one man out. Later on tonight from Los Angeles, you get the Dodgers and the Nationals in Game 1 of their best-of-five series. L.A. Ellison Walker Buehler to the bump. The season is 14-4, with an ERA at 3.26. Opposing him will be Patrick Corbin, who comes into the year 14-7 with an ERA of 3.25. Including in that series, Dodgers and Nationals, Steven Strasburg has been announced as the Game 2 starter. He'll be opposed by Clayton Kershaw. And, of course, Thursday night football in the National Football League will take place in the Pacific Northwest. Seahawks and the Rams. Kickoff times at 8:20 Eastern. I'm David Gascon.
We are Fox Sports!
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy...